Hello, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Hopefully, you guys can see me okay. Let's see, I'm going to try something here. Green screen. I'll leave that for another day. All right, so here we are looking at various machine learning libraries. So, TensorFlow 2's on the verge of coming out, so you'll pretty well know which way I'm leaning. First thing first is there's an article here. I got them all located over at a new post I just put up called Machine Learning Guide to TensorFlow 2 for the Newbie. Also, before I start, if you are really serious and interested in this, you can at the video there it'll say quantlab/algo if you want a couple of books or something. You could download by going to that website or to that page. Again, it's quantlabs.net/algo. So, leading into that, as in the next phase, is all these different leading deep learning, machine learning frameworks. So, here on netguru.com, we have listed TensorFlow's number one, PyTorch, Keras, MXNet, CNTK. Cafe 2, and a bunch of other ones, Deep Learning 4J, da 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 da. All right, so this will explain some of the cons. Right now, easily, I'll show you the video, right, or the market share, I guess you could call it. TensorFlow and Keras are getting merged into one in the new TensorFlow 2. So what's happening is there's complaints about how it's complicated, and da 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 da. TensorFlow 2 is trying to make it a lot easier for folks like me, newbies, get into machine learning. PyTorch is faster, so that's one of the good things about PyTorch. And I think after Keras, it stops. So there's another article here put out in Towards Data Science that was put out on in September 19th, 2018. Here's a market share of the current scores. From what I know, TensorFlow and Keras are now going to be one, and then you have Python, which are pretty well, or sorry, PyTorch is like, number two. So from what I see, just from a learning perspective and really more on a community documentation between TensorFlow and Keras and version two, that's the way to move forward. But there are people saying, oh, PyTorch, and there's all these other ones. Now, this article goes on about all the different history and where they're at. So if you're new to this, TensorFlow is from Google. It's pretty popular. Keras was put out by an engineer at Google. So they've merged it, as I said, into one new version of TensorFlow 2. PyTorch is from Facebook. That's open. Both are open source. So this one's apparently faster and easier to work with. But the way it's looking, this one's going to be leaps and bounds. The TensorFlow 2 will be leaps and bounds ahead. Cafe 2, Theano, these are older ones. MXNet, used by Amazon, and it's open source. And then, of course, we have Microsoft's their own. Boohoo. Then these other ones, Deep Learning 4J, Chain or Fast. I don't even know any of these. And then we move into, from my perspective, it makes more sense just to focus on TensorFlow. So out came this video last week, on 26th of February, and they say TensorFlow 2 is here. With all these new major features, you still have low level control, because it's written in C++, open source again. And you have here these descriptions like follow these instructions to upgrade to TensorFlow 2. And then there's what's coming in TensorFlow 2 blog post. So you click this one for follow these instructions to upgrade to TensorFlow 2. That will take you to here on GitHub. So here under docs, upgrade code to TensorFlow 2 from 1. So you have to run all these scripts, but here's the kicker. This is all in Python, of course. and it will generate, here's your input file in Python to your upgraded TensorFlow. So it will basically convert all the code for you, hopefully, if it works. I hope it does. But in there, this is still preview, okay? This is still preview right here. Run this script from the pip package. To convert your code from TensorFlow 1 to 2, follow these. So pip install tfnightly 2 preview. So it's not out officially. So this video is very, very, very misleading. TensorFlow 2 is here. No, it ain't. You got your preview. So it's not an official release. So what does that mean? I think it's still safe to say to start learning TensorFlow, or namely other frameworks. Of course, everything's going to be in Python. Let's face it. You go to the TensorFlow here, and it will tell you, here's all the languages. Python, C++, JavaScript, Jupyter, TypeScript. I do believe they're going to work on Java bindings as well, which will help. But as it stands right now, yeah, these are the two languages you want to focus on, Python, C++. But I'm going to wait it out with C++ because I'm following the methodology of the OpenBSD project. I think that project is amazing. They got some amazing developers in that project for OpenBSD. And what they've done with OpenBSD, because it's a language or operating system in BSD written, somehow it went and was all written in C++. Then they went back and recoded it and removed the C++ and went back to C to remove bloat. And apparently the performance is much, much better. So even though I do like C++, I do follow some of the projects in C++ and the videos for some of the conferences, this is where it gets kind of hairy. It's no different where Java's become a pretty interesting project or language in the evolution of Java. So Python's still my fave language. There's still people going to say, well, if you're building a system off of Python, you can't run it in production for an algo system. I say bahum to that, because if you have not seen the performance of the current strategy I'm running with that bot strategy, whatever you want to call it, it's doing well, does 100, 200 positions a day. It's not high frequency trading. I don't need it. So I don't need to worry about C++. And the thing is, C++ is a nightmare to get something in place. Even if you get it into place to code it, to maintain it, to add new features to your C++ code base can be very daunting. Whereas in Python, that speed of development, again, speed of development, speed of maintenance in Python is better. So I will stay in Python, I believe. That's how I view it. The maintenance is much easier too, because the code's much easier, and I can relearn my old code from even a few months ago that I've not looked at. Comes back to me faster than if I did it in C++. So that's why I like Python, and I think that's the direction I'm staying in. So back to the Python libraries, is that even though TensorFlow is open source, even though TensorFlow is written in C++, the front end to it, to use the libraries of TensorFlow in C++, most of them are going to be done in Python. So it's advantageous to stay just as much as you can in Python. Even on the operating system level with my Linux, I keep everything scheduling that would be usually done in a Linux shell scripting language. I keep everything in Python. I just, that's how I work it. It's just easier for me because Python's that versatile. Nothing wrong with C++. It's just, Python's just easier. Let's leave it at that. So when it comes to these machine learning frameworks, I think, just keep everything in your machine learning in Python using end framework for machine learning is TensorFlow, just because of the growth of it and the popularity of it. And again, the community, that's really important. The other thing is, starting out, I would probably start with Scikit-learn, because it's easier, it's more stripped down. But would I use it for production? Probably not. But from a learning perspective, I probably will go with Scikit, learn Python package at the beginning, and then eventually move into TensorFlow once I learn the principles of machine learning, if that makes sense. So the question then becomes, what tool, what course, what resources do you use to learn about machine learning? What book? So I'm not at that phase yet, but if you've got any opinions, let me know. I've given you my opinion on where things are at with the current market, quote unquote market share, with these frameworks, and then now we work on what are the best resources for that. And again, this is for not just general purpose machine learning. This is for specifically to applying cryptocurrency algorithmic trading or bots or strategies for that application use. So let me know what path I should go, what you've learned, why it worked for you. I'm curious. Let me know. Talk to you later.